Welcome to the first iteration of Course Correction. My name is Sean Willett, and I am joined by the wonderful Melanie Woods. Say hello.
Oh, hello.
Hi, Melanie. And the equally wonderful Jason Herring.
Hey, hey.
Hey. This is an idea I had because we're all university students. As we can all agree, we are all university students.
That is true.
All with slightly different backgrounds, in some cases very different backgrounds in what we're studying. I'm finishing my natural science degree. Mel, you are pretty well into your English degree. I think you have about a year left. Jason, you have a couple years left your computer science degree.
Yep.
Three pretty different fields, and we've all experienced our fair share of really crappy courses. Can I make that generalization?
Oh, there's some bad courses. There's some stinkers in there.
There's some rough ones. There's some fallow fields, as it were, in terms of learning and being engaged. And we've been through so many of these courses, and we have so much of a background experiencing these bad courses and equally good courses. I thought, why don't we just put our money where our mouth is, right? Why don't we try to design, come up with, plan courses of our own? Because we've seen the worst, right? We've all seen some pretty bad courses. Why can't we come up with some good courses? And I'm so confident that we can, I'm willing to do this with pretty much any idea people throw at us. How do you two feel?
Ready to rock and roll?
You're ready to go?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah? You think you can do this?
Oh, certainly.
Yeah. I think it'd be worth starting off by sharing some of the worst classes that we've ever done. You know what's better? Let's share what we think makes a class bad and what makes a class good. And I'll start. I think what makes a class bad is when, personally, I don't get good grades. When I do a class and I do bad in the class, that class is bad to me. That makes the class pretty bad. So I'm going to want to design courses that I could personally do very well in. I think that's important to me. That's a trait that will get a USRI, very positive USRI from me.
Yes, no good class. Every bad class is not an easy A. If it's going to be a good class, it's got to be the easiest A I've ever had.
It's got to be so easy. No, but here's the thing, but only for me. Everyone else has got to be really hard. So I'm going to try to work in some, I don't know, like questions about early Squamate diversity in there pretty much every single time. No. I'll try to be fair. Try to be fair and even-handed. How about Melanie?
I think another important mark of a good class is good people. Like
good people.
No assholes.
No riffraff.
No riffraff. No questions that you ask just to be smart. Like you have to carefully curate the entire audience of that class.
None of these goddamn, there has to be an application. For sure. A thorough application. That's important. Jason, what other qualities make a class bad?
I think the one thing that makes a class like worse than any other class is a teacher who just doesn't give a shit.
That's true. A teacher that doesn't care is a teacher that, you know, is not going to be able to properly impart these complicated subjects into their students' supple minds. So I think we need to work under the assumption that we're going to have the best teachers we can find.
Yes.
I hope.
Teachers right? that give many a shit, in fact.
We're going to have to probably lay out how the teacher will approach the class and how the teacher is going to engage with the class. You know, a few different things like that. So I asked Twitter for some suggestions for course topics. Again, so confident that we could just do this with pretty much any topic. And we got a lot of ones that were a little bit too average, like paleontology suggested by Jupiter Malus. Like, I mean, yeah, there's already classes about that. So I don't think that's really up to us. The Art of Polynesia, again, too sincere. Can't really have a lot of fun with that one. So here's a good one. Intro to being nice to people on the goddamn internet. This was suggested by Hanotin. What do you guys think? Think that's a pretty good one?
Yes, I think it's easy. For me, but I think that most people find
because
it
you're nice.
Very difficult because personally, I'm very nice and I never troll anyone on the internet.
That's true. Jason, Jason, I've known you for a while. You hate trolling, and you love being nice. Yeah. Jason is one of the few nice boys left online, and I think that your expertise and Melanie, you're quite nice in real life.
I hope so.
Yeah, and I have experience being on the other side of that coin. I've been rude to a lot of people online, and I love it. I'm not going to stop. But I think it'd be nice to teach the controversy a little bit, you know? All right, so okay, let's get started. What I'm thinking is we have a whole syllabus basically planned out so that we can just find a teacher, give them a design doc basically, and they could just like take it from there. So what's the first thing that we need to establish? Well, I guess let's start with the basics. What faculty would this be in?
Or more specifically, department. Because it's an arts, as an arts student, that is definitely an arts class.
You think this is an arts class?
Yeah.
Okay.
I guess like soci?
Soci? Okay.
Soci, maybe?
So you're thinking that there's a pretty big theory component to this?
Yes.
Yeah?
And experiential. Like, it's, you know, gotta force people out to do some research. Force them to do a little data analysis and testing and things like that, right?
Okay.
But is there a precedent anywhere in sociology or really anywhere in the Faculty of Arts for a class that's just a glorified etiquette session?
This is basically a manners class.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm in a rhetoric class right now, and it is just like a glorified arguing session.
All right,
session,
then it's fine.
So.
Okay, we have a precedent. This is fine.
Oh, yeah. No,
this is already going better than expected. Okay, so it's going to be in sociology then. Is that what we think?
Either soci or comms, but I worry with these, we're just going to end up lumping them all into comms because
yeah, comms is basically
better.
The waste bin of
the arts faculty.
Of the arts faculty.
Yes.
If it doesn't fit in anything else, it fits in there. So comms?
Because you're communicating on the internet, right?
That's true.
But soci is more about like the interactions between people. So depends on what kind of way. Are we looking at more from like a research-based kind of field study type way? Or are we looking at it more of a like...
I'm thinking totally just, I want people to walk in and they're just the wretches. They're just the most vile beasts imaginable. And they walk out and they're just as polite as Jason. Just no foul thoughts left in their brain.
So it's like an experiential class then?
Yes. I'm thinking high concept, like 500 level, like really rough and tumble hands-on course.
Okay, so if you're putting at the 500 level, what are the prerequisites to this course then?
Prereqs. I didn't even think of that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, okay, because so, we can go two ways, right?
Yeah.
We can do really high level with just like 10 students.
Mm-hmm.
Or we
like
can
a
do
special
like,
seminar.
Just like a 200 level buckshot, just trying to get as many students nice as possible as we can. What do you think is more useful?
I think the 200 level makes a lot more sense because, like, really, what experience do you need to be nice on the internet?
Mm-hmm.
That's true, yeah. Yeah, it's not like we need them to take, like, math 1 and 2, right? I think they can figure this one out.
Yeah, and also then you're hitting as many awful people as possible.
That's
right?
True, mm-hmm. That's true.
Like, the kind of people who take a 500 level class are probably the kind of people who don't need this class.
You would think, but I'm in a lot of 500 level classes.
true.
And I'm a monster. Yes, Jason?
If we're going to make it 500 level or 400 level, we need to give it a funny class code.
Oh, that's true. We do. It has to be 420.
It has to be comms 420. There's no other option.
I feel like we have to save comms 420 for the future.
Comms 420
though.
Has to be something else. Yeah,
you know there's going to be
weed
down the line in this.
We can't just throw that one out. It's comms 269.
Okay. I was about to say that. Thank you, Sean.
This is comms 269. No. Comms 269 is being ironic on the internet. That's a different one.
Oh.
This is just comms, I don't know, 32.
Yeah, it can't be comms 369 because that's the rhetoric class.
Oh,
so.
That's true. And 69 is the most powerful rhetorical number.
It's true. I learned that last week in my rhetoric class.
It's true. Look it up.
Yeah. That was second only to 420.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, that's true. If you trot that one out in a rhetoric debate.
Hello,
everyone
A+.
Has to lie down for 2 hours. okay, so 200 level.
Mm-hmm.
So this is comms 230, whatever. Number doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
Intro to being nice on the goddamn internet.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so this is like, so do you guys think like we're sitting down in like a huge lecture theater, like 300 kids show up,
I think huge lecture theater with weekly seminars.
Weekly
seminars. So, you know, you get your, like, two-hour lecture block or your hour and 50 minutes or whatever it is, and you also have a 50-minute seminar every Friday. And there's, like, four seminars for the whole class. You get your TA. You get a little one-on-one interaction.
More than that, I'm thinking that the lab component or, like, that tutorial component has to be, like, 15 kids.
Yeah, yeah.
That's small team interaction. Yeah.
And you do group work. Oh, there's going to be a shit ton of group
work.
There's
a lot of group work, and you cannot opt out of it.
Oh, no, because then people will be mean to you on the internet.
Exactly.
There are punishments.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So 300 kids waltz into this thing, and we're thinking that this is a prereq for more or less every faculty in every department, is you have to take this course. So kids are walking in there, they're already grumpy because maybe they have to do a test in, like, the first week of class, and if they pass it, and they show that they can be nice on the internet. Mm-hmm. They don't have to take the class.
It's like an English language proficiency test, except this one's like internet kindness proficiency.
How do we test that?
You give them a bunch of scenarios, like sort it by social media platform.
And okay. Topic.
Mm-hmm. Give them scenarios such as somebody telling them that they're mad on Twitter. and see how they respond.
See if they know how to handle their cool. Or like present like a very easily trollable target.
And, like, see if they take the bait.
Yeah. Like what would an example of that be? How would we set up, and what's the easiest to troll person on the internet? Oh, a furry. Oh, that's cruel. Here's the thing, though. You gotta be nice to furries. Because, like...
Yes.
By easy to troll, I don't mean easy to make mad, but easy to make fun of. So like, here's the thing. Nothing wrong with furries. But if there's a furry out there, and they're like, wearing my fursuit while I'm going to the Republican nomination convention...
Somebody's, like, gonna bite that.
You wanna say, like, listen here, you clown. You wanna make fun of them, but that's their choices, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, and someone who is truly wise and nice would know not to do that. But then cowards like me would just...
Jump right in.
Would just take the bait.
Yeah, no, that's a fair one. I think you'd weed out probably, like...
We'd have a fair number of people.
A fair number, but enough for, like, you'd still get that 200-person lecture.
Mm-hmm. We gotta ask some trick questions, though, because you don't want people to, like, try to pretend to be nice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, they don't know what this is about. You have to present it in, like, a situation where it's, like...
So it's a secret.
Yeah. It's, like, completely unrelated. It's like, yes, roommate testing for residents, but actually...
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because, so, like, when I signed up for residents, I had to fill out this thing that was, like, Melanie does not like partying and does not smoke and enjoys watching these types of television shows.
Man, 3 years changed a lot, huh?
Oof, let's hope my mother doesn't hear this.
We're recording on a frequency that mothers cannot hear.
Ah,
this,
fair.
It is an ultra high frequency that mothers' ears are not attuned to, so don't worry, you can say whatever you want.
Oh, wonderful. Mm-hmm. Weed, weed, weed.
Yes, we all know what weed is. I'm sorry, mothers, if you managed to downpitch this enough to hear it.
But yeah, in residents, like, they make us do those tests. So, like, slip those questions into those kinds of tests there, or your orientation week stuff, and then pull them aside. They get an email. They've been selected for this special program.
Okay, I heard you like trolling. Well, guess what? You have to come with me now. Man, that would suck. Uh-huh. Yeah, it turns out that you can't be nice on the internet, so you have to take a special class. And they have to pay for it, I assume. Yeah.
And everybody would, like, shame them, too, if they found out.
A lot of shame. Oh. Massive shame factor.
So involved. Much shaming.
But see, I'm very nice. Mm-hmm. But if someone tried to trick me like that, if someone presented situations like that right in front of me, I wouldn't have a choice, you know?
Yeah,
you just have to troll.
That means you're not truly nice, Jason.
Yeah, this is...
That's a shocking discovery. Jason is not truly nice.
I am the only pure one here.
Melanie.
I'm joking, but you're... Jason, do you need this class?
I don't think so.
Maybe it's just for everyone.
Can you please test me?
Okay. How could we test you? And this is good because this is how we're gonna try to figure out the grading scale for this. So, all right, you log on to Facebook, and one of your distant cousins has said that they have their baby, and they're throwing their baby a Minions birthday party, and they're also allowing the baby to drink Mountain Dew, and it's like 3 years old. And also it's a very stupid looking baby. It's just real ugly.
Well, I actually have for this purpose. I have downloaded the Minions Facebook Messenger stickers. I would pick the most suitable sticker and I would send it to them ironically.
Oh, there.
Irony. That's the cheat. That's the cheat code.
Jason, that's it. You failed because of irony. You have to mean it. You have to mean being nice.
You have to be sincere and earnest.
Yeah, irony is dead. Irony is no longer cool, as declared by, I don't know, preeminent publications across continental North America. And so we just have to stick with the times. The new sincerity's in. And a part of the new sincerity is that every single person who goes to the University of Calgary has to take this class, no matter what. Because here's the thing. It's exactly like racism, in that it's exactly the same thing, in that all of us
in some way have it,
even if we try not to act it. It's just a part of us,
ah,
right?
Systemic meanness on the internet?
Yeah, systemic irony.
We have to purge it from our systems.
Yes.
It's true.
Just completely gone. And so these students walk into this class, they sit down, and this is, again, I don't know how we're going to, well, the university will have to worry about this, but they're going to have to do this with every single student. They sit down, and the teacher's like, welcome to not being mean on the internet and being nice, 2-0, whatever. I'm your professor, whoever we managed to rope into doing this. Right away, what do they launch into? What's the first day of class like after they finish with the syllabus and everything?
I think you go through some examples of classic being mean on the internet. Mm. You know, see some of the notable trolls, the notable do-not-dos.
Maybe the history.
Yeah,
like at Kanye West the last three months.
Yeah, exactly. They use Kanye as like a case study, and it's like, look at Kanye. Don't be like Kanye.
No. But also, don't be like the people who respond to Kanye.
Yeah. Because
everyone in that situation is bad.
Well, that's true. Have you ever like clicked on one of Kanye West's tweets
and looked at the responses?
The responses are all like, dad, father. Dad, Papa Kanye.
What?
Why? Do you mean?
They all just like calling Kanye West dad.
Ironically,
like in a sexy way.
Yes to Melanie and no to Sean.
I don't understand that whatsoever.
Well, check it out, man.
Is it to own him?
I think so.
Well, I can't imagine that it's a nice thing.
No.
So all those people, yeah, that's a good one. We have to find the inventor of being mean on the internet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, like, when was the internet like a thing?
Well, like 90s.
Yeah,
90s. But it wasn't like a thing in the same way that you have a social media platform where you can just.
So like today.
Mark Zuckerberg.
Yeah, I was gonna say like today is like the 10th anniversary of Twitter, right? So what you do is you go to each social media and you go to the beginning of time for that. Mm-hmm.
And the very first tweet was the guy who created Twitter adding. The other guy who created Twitter, calling him a coward. He created Twitter so that he can tell him to come across the office and face him for stealing his cucumber sandwich out of the fridge. And that's where we are now. Laid the groundwork.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, we go through all that history. I think that's important.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's like the first like fifth of the class.
Oh yeah.
And then we get right into common tropes and like traps that people fall into being mean. And we get into ways to identify those. Then we get into alternatives of things to be, ways to be nice. And we finish it out by just general niceness theory. Mm-hmm. Or, oh, no, that's maybe before.
Yeah, I think when you go into the, like, tropes and things like that, you have to look at specifically how to, like, counteract your mean urges, you know, for each specific type of thing that can be trolled.
And we should also make it clear what different kinds of being mean.
Yeah, because there's different types. And like different people are impacted different ways. And what happens when somebody reacts to your being mean? What happens when somebody doesn't? You have to go over all of those things. And you have to go over like being mean at somebody who was being mean or somebody who was being earnest or somebody like the internet is complex.
Mm-hmm, it is.
Right?
It is. Now that's the lecture component.
Mm-hmm.
The lab component, I say that's like 3 hours once a week, like a science class. It's nuts. And so you go down.
Oh, gosh. No, the arts classes don't work that way. We don't like to go to class that much.
Too bad, because this needs it. You go down, you sit down on the, you go to a computer lab, like a comp sci class. You sit down, and then you're just working through some Twitter theory, I guess.
I think the lab component
niceness
needs to put you on an isolated social media platform with everyone else in your lab session, and you have to interact with them without being mean.
Yes. Like a Lord of the Flies style.
And maybe you have to have conversations on specific topics that are controversial.
All right, let's talk about abortion today.
Today is the day to talk about the gays.
No being mean.
Yeah.
But here's the thing.
Yeah.
It's is it okay to be mean if someone else is being mean?
And that's a question that relates into this theory heavily, right? It's debated highly amongst these scholars of this art science. As to when is being mean justified?
Never. You can never be mean.
But what if someone's being racist?
We're in the class on how not to be mean when using the goddamn internet.
maybe we're the ones who are broken because we think that there's ever an opportunity to be mean.
Maybe we all need this class very badly.
Maybe even
I need this class.
Maybe even Melanie, paragon of purity, needs this class to be not mean.
Oh shit.
Oh no.
Oh no.
Oh god.
But yeah, I agree with the having an isolated, one of those stock market simulators that you did in high school where they throw you all in together.
So there's no actual risk.
And there's no actual risk, but also these strange social dynamics emerge. Mm-hmm. And some people become superior, some become inferior. Mm-hmm.
And it's a participation mark based on how much you post.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wait, do we care if
No, I don't care. I'm not mad.
Let's say John and Lily.
Uh-huh.
Are in this lab session.
Mm-hmm. They're two normal people. Yep.
And they're having a nice civil discussion. Mm-hmm. But John, he's thinking in the back of my head, wow, she's mad. I hate her. And then the lab session ends, and they're walking out, and he says it in person.
Well, that's obviously wrong.
This class isn't about in person. This class is all about just being mean on the internet.
That's obviously wrong, but that's outside the scope of what we were trying to deal with here, Jason.
We can't deal with general human emotion.
look, we got to pick our battles.
So then this class is just teaching people to take their meanness to real life.
Yes.
Yeah.
Where it is better handled, probably.
Yeah, that's fine.
Where you're no longer a coward.
Mm-hmm. Hiding
behind an egg, a thirsty rando. Instead, you're a very present, corporeal rando who is able to defend their own honor,
mm-hmm.
and vice versa.
And that is Lily and John.
And that's Lily and John. Man, John, what a dingus.
Yep.
But you know what? Pass the class of flying colors because he understood the course material, and that's really what it's all about.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so that's a lab component. What kind of homework do we have?
There has to be a group project.
Has to be a group project. The whole thing's basically a group project.
That's true.
And you're marked heavily on that. No way to opt out of that.
Mm-hmm.
And also every single class, there is one of those group feedback forms,
mm-hmm.
where you have to distribute points amongst your group members. Every single class you have to fill out one of those.
Yeah, except you do it online because it's a test in and of itself if you can be mean to your group members on the internet.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what? Afterwards, we don't tell them. At the end of the class, everyone gets to see. And then you have to not be mad at what you see. You have to be normal. So that's the final test, or one of the final tests. I think there's a group project.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, it doesn't even matter what they're doing. They could just be putting together a jigsaw puzzle.
Yeah.
And they just have to not be mad at each other.
Yeah.
Oh, what they have to do is maybe they have some really complicated puzzle that they do have to work through online. But it needs all of their input and all of them to be working on it. Like, you know, those
just make them play League of Legends.
Okay, you have to play League of Legends for 1 hour without getting mad at anything.
It's the true test.
Oh my god. That is really good. That's all they do. They go into the computer lab and they just have to play League of Legends. And as soon as they get mad, it shuts down and they get lectured. Oh my god, that's good. That's really good.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking that bomb defusal game where it's people have to defuse it while someone tries to explain the instructions.
I forget what that's called, right? That came out last year.
Yeah, yeah. It was keep calm and nobody explodes or something
yes,
like that.
Yes, that's what it's called.
Yeah. I was thinking something like that, but your idea is much better because I that would still be fun in some way. That keep calm, nobody explodes. But League of Legends is not fun, so it feels like work.
Yeah,
so that's important. And it's also just every single piece of that game is designed to make people mad,
mm-hmm.
and to make them care mad, and just make them use just horrible racial slurs. against every single conceivable ethnic group.
But man, I would be so mad if I was in a tutorial and mm-hmm. someone in my group, I was ganking mid.
I do not know enough. I do not.
Yeah, please,
just gonna
please
tell
explain.
You, I do not know enough MOBA terminology to keep up with you here. So you're forging out your own path into this wasteland.
There's three paths in most League of Legends maps. You can go top, you can go bottom, you can go mid. Mm-hmm. If too much of the team goes on the same one of the paths, then you're toast. You don't stand a chance because it's like an imbalance. Mm-hmm. You'll all be going one way, but then they'll sneak around the other way.
That's true.
You always call where you're going,
okay.
Where you're ganking, air quotes. Mm-hmm. If someone else ganks where you want to gank, that is a sin.
Just every single social moray just lifts, and then you just become a monster of online madness.
So could the professor theoretically create like a simulator that repeatedly just has somebody ganking where you want to gank to test people as to like how much it has to happen before they get
mad?
They
get into the group project, and the professor goes to one of the kids and is like, hey, listen, okay, this is your secret role. Your secret role is
you're the werewolf.
You're the werewolf. You have to be really bad at League of Legends. And you just have to be so bad at it constantly and like make everyone as mad as possible. But as soon as they get mad, like, that's it for them. But you also can't delight in this. This must clearly cause you suffering.
You have to be like innocently bad at the game.
Everyone's also constantly hooked up to like cathodes that are like tracking their emotions. So as soon as you get mad, it's like it's like like a huge thing starts beeping,
but
and like the professor
this
rushes
isn't about
over.
Whether you can control your, it's a whether you can control your emotions online. It isn't about whether like you don't feel the emotions.
Mm-hmm. No, but if you feel the emotions, that's a part of it though. That's a part of it though.
I think because that goes back to our thing with Lily and John, right? Because like
okay.
You don't want to. This is about like masking your emotions.
It's just based on pure action.
Yeah, because like I feel
like
angry often, but I just don't express that online.
Okay. Yeah, right? When I'm nice online, it's always through the thickest layer of rage. I'm always just livid.
Yeah.
Okay. So that gets back. So back to that minions example. That means that your minion posting would actually be fine, even if it was inherently ironic. The fact that it was...
Because on the surface level, it is still...
It was still technically a pure act.
Of kindness.
Of kindness.
In a minion sticker over Facebook Messenger.
Yes.
Okay.
I was 100% in the right.
Oh my God. Okay. That really restructures mm-hmm. how I'm thinking about this.
Yeah.
All right.
You have to isolate the emotion.
So how are we going to do the exams? What's an exam like?
I think those kinds of simulators and things, so, like have them within social media, but also within online like games, and have situations designed to make somebody mad, and test how students react to them.
Okay,
in their online.
So there's no like registrar scheduled Scantron exam.
No, I think there should be.
There should be. Yeah, no, it's an in-class, but it's like a, I don't know. In computer science, do you ever have like on the computer exams?
No, in computer science, whenever we write code for an exam, we actually write it on the paper, which is the dumbest thing I've ever done.
Well, because you could do that. You could say, like, Jimmy just posted this Facebook status. Please write in how you would respond
to
Jimmy.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. We have the most, like, rage-inducing, like easily trollable stuff. And we write, like, we challenge them to write exactly how mm-hmm. they would respond to it.
Yeah, it'd be like, for example...
And their rationale behind it, because that's testing the theory. Mm-hmm. That's a theory portion. Because
like
there's a lab exam,
they have to explain themselves, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so you could be like, your Aunt Martha just posted on Facebook saying that vaccinating your kids causes them to turn into homeless people. How do you respond?
It gives them gay. What do? Do you,
Jason, this is a test.
Do you A, mad? B, send a minion emoji?
Oh, no, it's not multiple choice. They have to fill it in themselves.
Oh, they have to fill it
in.
So if
it's
they
short answer.
Choose minion emoji, they have to draw that.
Yeah, because if you give a multiple choice, one of them's obviously going to be right? But
yeah,
if you make
it's
fill in
be
the blank.
Long answer. And that's going to be, look, this is going to be rough to mark. This is going to be a rough.
Yeah.
This is going to need, like, a fleet of teachers and possibly its own new building at the U of C. But you know what? I think that people are going to buy it. I think we can just... I don't know. I think there's some room between. I'm looking out the window here.
You see that nice green space?
Yeah, just wreck it.
Doesn't have to be nice.
Doesn't
or
have
green.
To be there. It's And it's basically a prison complex, just like a concrete box that we're going to put these kids in and make them learn how to be nice.
Isn't the soccer team losing one of their fields? They can lose like three more, right?
They
don't need fields.
That's so many fields.
Why do sports people need fields? You can play sports on the road.
You play sports wherever you want. That's the brilliance of soccer. You go to like poor countries and kids, they don't have fields. Why do you need a field?
But the Institute for Being Nice on the Internet?
That is what we need.
Mm-hmm. Yes. The Taylor Institute for Being Nice on the Internet, of course.
Honestly, it's shameful that we don't have one yet.
This is why we are not a top university.
Yeah, and that is why we've delivered such an amazing service so far. Okay, so again, to review, this is a class on being nice to people online, specifically, which we've also kind of made into not being mad. Which is kind of, it's pretty similar.
They're the same thing.
And this is going to be mandatory for every single student. I think it's in its own department.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's fair.
Online studies.
Yeah, maybe it's not necessarily in its own department, but I think it's like an interdisciplinary degree, like IR or women's studies or something. It's like there are courses within the department, but to get a degree in internet studies, you have to like...
Online studies.
Then you have to go across, you know, you have to take a computer science course or two. You got to take a comms course or two. You got to take a few of these courses.
I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Internet is better.
And then, okay, the Taylor Family Department of Internet Studies Online.
What's the acronym for that? Taylor Family Department.
We'll figure it out in post. But we do that. Every single student has to take this. Which is going to be a huge revenue source for the U of C, and that's how we're going to afford this big, shiny new building. It's actually not shiny at all. It's going to be
industrial,
very industrial looking.
Brutalist architecture. Brutal.
Yes,
cement.
It's going to look like something out of 1984. And there's going to be hundreds of staff because we need a lot of TAs, a lot of supervisors, and it's going to be a lecture thing, three times a week for an hour, and then. One lab that's 3 hours long where they basically play League of Legends the whole time with a secret werewolf that's trying to make them mad and also talk on their own special social media about abortion until they get mad at each other. And the final will just be them trying to respond to Facebook posts.
Yeah. And I think, honestly, this institute is a great idea in this economy because we'll be providing thousands of jobs to recent graduates.
Because guess what? We basically need no training.
No.
You get a U of C degree in anything, and you pass a basic You Can Be Nice online test, you're in.
You're an expert.
Yeah.
No, there has to be extensive
It's like $5 an hour.
Extensive background searching every one of their social media platforms.
Jason, we wouldn't be able to hire anyone. Because guess what? No one has that. So we have to put them through their own prep course to get them nice.
I think some people... I mean, like, I don't think I've been mean on the internet
Yes, you
before.
Have.
Yes, you have. You've been mean on the internet
I'm going
before.
To... If I had my phone with me right now, I could go onto your Twitter account and find something in like 2 minutes.
I'm hurt.
Here's the thing. We're all currently being mean to each other.
That's true.
And if this goes online, then it will be online.
Meta.
Even us, the architects of this course, would need to go through the course.
Yeah, I guess like you do a training and things like that for staff. But you are right. This is a job for anybody and anybody. Mm-hmm. And like it's...
Really like a monkey. We can get some Lego Mindstorms. Up in there, just beeping away, making everything work. I think that this is a good first step, and I think that I've been typing everything up here into this big course document here, and I'm going to just be emailing this to Elizabeth Cannon and CC Drew Marshall,
of course,
CC Rachel Notley,
Sigurdsson.
Dean Sigurdsson.
Justin Trudeau.
He needs to know. Obama. Get him in this. Get him in the mix. Riot Games, creators of League of Legends.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they'll give us, I don't know, educational copies of League of Legends.
I think League of Legends is free.
Yeah, but they don't have all the heroes unlocked.
That's true. Mm-hmm. And you have to buy aesthetic items.
Mm-hmm. If they gave us free aesthetic items, then that might be one of the nice little things you get from the class.
It's a sponsorship. But wait.
We could only give the aesthetic items to one person in each group.
Oh, that makes people way more mad. At the end of the class, they all get it, but they don't know that. Here's the thing. They were ultimately quite nice, but we seem mean just to get them all riled up. I think this is... I think I'm going to hear back from all of these people.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm. And they're all going to be really excited about what we've done here.
Obama cares about people being nice on the internet.
He does.
We're doing this for Obama.
We're doing this for Obama, and I think he's going to see that, and I think he's going to really appreciate it.
Yeah.
And if he doesn't, we should cyberbully him.
And if he doesn't, the gloves are off. That's it, Obama.
The internet gloves are off.
Obama, your time has come. All right. Well, we'll end this podcast with that menacing threat to the president. And thank you guys for joining me. And I'll see you next time on Course Correction.